Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be tackling spirituality.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And you sent over this really cool article
Yeah.
called Exploring Spirituality: Insights from the Bible, the Holy Spirit, and Beyond.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I'm excited to dig into this with you.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty interesting.
What really jumped out at me was all those personal stories in there.
Oh, yeah, those are always good.
You know, like reading about how this stuff actually plays out in people's lives.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more real. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So to kind of set the stage for this deep dive,
Right.
the article starts off by trying to, pin down a definition for spirituality.
Right.
It talks about connecting with something bigger than ourselves,
Yeah.
but it also brings up this balance between like personal growth and community practices.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, one thing that stood out to me was
Yeah.
how it wasn't just about believing in like a higher power or something.
Right.
It was more about how that belief, or even just like a sense of something bigger, shapes our lives,
Right, yeah.
both individually and like with other people.
Yeah, I agree. It's not just an internal thing. It's
Right.
about how you live it out.
Exactly. Okay, so
Uh-oh.
then it dives into the Bible.
Okay.
And it starts with these big themes like faith, hope, and love. It even quotes a verse from Corinthians about love being the greatest of those three.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
So powerful,
Yeah,
right?
and it shows how central love is to the Christian view of spirituality.
Yeah.
It's not just about dogma, you
Yeah.
know, it's about how we actually live out these principles.
Right. So it's not just words,
Yeah,
it's actions.
exactly.
I'm also curious about what you thought of the way they use those Old Testament stories from Hebrews 11,
Oh, yeah.
like Abraham and Moses. They kind of connected those stories to the idea of overcoming challenges through faith.
Yeah. They're really powerful stories, aren't they?
Oh, definitely.
And it's interesting how the article uses them to show how faith isn't passive.
Right.
You know, it's about actively trusting and bouncing back from tough
Yeah.
situations.
Yeah. So true.
What did you think when you read those parts?
Well, I was thinking about how those stories could maybe inspire someone today,
Right.
especially someone going through their own struggles.
Totally.
The article seemed to be saying that faith can help you find that inner strength you need.
Absolutely. And that raises a big question for all of us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, where do we find strength when things get tough? Whether it's from faith or something else, it's something we all need to figure out.
So true. Okay, so moving on a bit.
Okay.
The article also talks about the Holy Spirit
Right.
and specifically like how it acts as a guide
Okay.
on your spiritual journey. This part really intrigued me because it portrays the Holy Spirit not just as some abstract force,
Yeah.
but almost as a personal companion,
Yeah, yeah.
like someone who's there to guide you.
That's interesting. What do you think about that, especially like how different denominations might see it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
There's probably a lot of different interpretations out
Oh,
there.
definitely. Like some groups might view it as a very direct presence in your life,
Right.
while others might emphasize its influence through scripture and the church community.
Yeah. And historically, you've got those mystical figures like prophets and stuff who claim to have had these very personal experiences with the
Yeah.
Holy Spirit.
Right. And that shaped their beliefs and their actions.
So it's really fascinating to think about how people experience and interpret that kind of guidance.
Yeah.
What I found really thought-provoking was the article's idea of like learning to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. It almost sounded a little mystical.
Yeah. How do you think someone would even start doing that?
That's a good question. The article didn't really give like specific steps,
Right.
which I thought was interesting. It seemed more like it was encouraging people to explore different ways of connecting.
Yeah, with themselves and with something bigger.
Exactly. So whether that's through prayer or meditations or maybe through intuition or like a sense of calling.
Have you ever felt that kind of inner guidance?
I think we've all had those moments where something just feels right,
Yay.
even if you can't explain it.
Like a gut feeling, but maybe on a deeper level.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of connecting with something greater, the article then goes on to outline four key spiritual practices:
Okay.
prayer, meditation, fasting, and worship. I'd love to get your take on these practices, especially like their historical roots and how they've evolved over time.
Yeah, that's a great topic. You know, these practices have been central to spiritual traditions for centuries.
Yeah.
I mean, take prayer, for example.
Okay.
From ancient rituals to modern day practices, it's taken so many forms. Mm. It all depends on the culture and the religion.
Right.
And even within Christianity itself, there are different types of prayer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like personal reflection versus communal gatherings.
That's a really good point. Like, there are so many different ways to connect with the divine.
Right.
It's not one size fits all at all.
Not at all. What do you think the article was trying to say by including all these different practices?
I think it was trying to show that spirituality is an active thing.
Right.
It's not just about passively believing.
Yeah.
It's about actively doing things that cultivate a deeper connection.
Right. To something bigger than ourselves.
Exactly. So the specific practice might change.
Yeah.
But that underlying intention is the same.
Yeah. And that's a good segue into the next part of the article where it starts to explore other religions.
Okay.
It goes beyond just the Christian perspective.
Yes. I'm excited to unpack this part.
Yeah, me too.
What were your first impressions of this comparative approach?
I thought it was a really cool way to see both the commonalities and the differences between these spiritual paths.
Right.
It compares Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, and Judaism.
Wow, that's a lot. Right. And it highlights how each one views things like the divine, their practices, and the ultimate goals of their spiritual journey.
So it's not just about pointing out how they're different.
Right.
It's also about finding those universal themes that connect them.
Exactly. Yeah. What were some of the things that stood out to you?
Well, one of the biggest ones was the focus on compassion and service to others.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge one.
As like a core part of spiritual life.
It comes up everywhere.
Yeah, right? Whether it's through charity or social justice work, or even just being kind and empathetic to those around you.
Yeah. And it seems like most spiritual traditions emphasize that.
Yeah, that's a beautiful point. Regardless of your specific beliefs,
right?
That sense of interconnectedness and responsibility for each other seems to be a fundamental part of the human spiritual experience.
It really does, and it makes you wonder, you know?
Yeah.
If there's something inside us that drives us to seek that connection.
That's a really interesting question.
Yeah, and while we may never know the answer for sure, I think just asking these kinds of questions is part of what makes this exploration so fascinating.
I agree.
It challenges us to think critically and stay open to new ideas.
Yes.
And to keep searching for meaning in our lives and in the world.
You know, this deep dive has already given me so much to think about.
Me too.
I can't wait to see where the rest of it takes us.
Yeah, me too. I'm especially interested in those personal transformation stories that the article touched on.
Oh, me too.
I think those can really help us understand how spirituality impacts people's lives.
Absolutely. Stories have a way of bringing those abstract ideas to life.
Yeah. And the article shares some really good ones.
Yeah. Like what?
There's one about someone who finds their purpose through volunteer work.
Oh.
And it completely changes how they view spirituality.
That's amazing. And there's another one about someone using prayer and meditation to overcome anxiety.
Wow. And they even mention specific Bible verses that help them find peace.
It's incredible how different people's spiritual journeys can be.
It really is. And it's not always about those big moments of revelation or anything like that.
Right.
Sometimes it's about the smaller, everyday moments of connection and growth.
So true. So true. The article also mentions that the spiritual journey isn't always easy.
Yeah, it did.
Talks about the challenges that people often face, like doubt, secular pressures.
Right.
And even crises of faith.
Yeah, it's important to acknowledge that stuff.
Yeah. You know, I think anyone who's tried to live a spiritual life has had those moments.
Oh, absolutely.
Where you start to question everything.
It's totally natural.
I know I have, for sure.
Yeah, and the article doesn't shy away from those tougher aspects either.
Oh, that's good.
In fact, it offers some advice on how to deal with them.
That's really reassuring.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to diving into those insights and figuring out how we can face those challenges head on.
Me too.
Right.
And I think this leads perfectly into the next part of our conversation.
Okay.
Where we talk about the role of community and support.
Yes. That's so important. But before we jump into that, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've covered so far.
Okay.
What are some of the key takeaways for you from this first part of our deep dive?
For me, it's the idea that spirituality isn't a fixed destination, you know?
Yeah.
It's more like a dynamic process of exploration and growth.
Right.
Whether it's through personal reflection or spiritual practices or connecting with others.
Yeah.
There are just so many different ways to find meaning and purpose in our lives.
Well, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to remember that there's no right way to do this.
Yeah.
It's all about finding what works for you individually.
Absolutely.
And giving yourself the space to evolve and change over time.
Yeah, I like that. All right, let's take a quick break to gather our thoughts, and then we'll dive into the next part of this conversation.
Sounds good. So we're talking about those personal journeys and all the challenges that come with them. What do you think about the role of like community and support when you're trying to navigate a spiritual path?
Well, the article really emphasizes community, and I think that makes sense. You know, we're social creatures after all, and sharing your spiritual journey with others can make you feel like you belong, you know?
Right.
And it can give you encouragement and keep you accountable.
It's like that saying, it takes a village.
Exactly.
Or we're all in this together.
Yeah, there's something comforting about knowing you're not alone in this.
So how do people actually find that spiritual community?
Well, the article mentions traditional places like churches and small groups.
Okay.
You know, where people gather to worship, study, and just be together.
Right.
But it also says that spiritual community can be found in lots of different places.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Like online forums and groups.
Yeah.
Or even shared experiences in nature.
Oh, interesting.
Or through service to others.
So it's not just limited to those formal religious settings.
Not at all.
It's more about finding those spaces where you feel connected and like you have a shared purpose.
Exactly. Whether it's through shared beliefs, values, or experiences.
And with our world becoming so interconnected,
right,
spaces are changing too, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like online communities can be super valuable.
Yeah.
Especially for people who feel isolated or want to connect with others beyond their immediate area.
That makes sense. Speaking of a changing world, the article also talks about how spirituality intersects with modern issues and technology.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
What are your thoughts on that? It seems like technology can both help and hinder our spiritual lives.
It's a real double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah.
On one hand, we have access to so much information and different perspectives now. Like, we can connect with people from all over the world who share our beliefs.
It's amazing.
And there are apps for meditation, online courses on spiritual practices.
Wow.
And virtual communities where you can explore different religions.
It's incredible to think about all the possibilities.
It is. But on the other hand, I think it's easy to get caught up in the look of spirituality online.
Right.
Without actually doing the deeper work.
Totally. Like sometimes it feels like people are more concerned with posting the perfect Instagram picture of them doing yoga.
Yeah.
Than with actually cultivating those qualities in their lives.
It's like the focus has shifted from being to appearing.
Yeah.
But real spiritual growth often requires you to be vulnerable, honest, and willing to face your shadows as well as your light.
That's such a good point. It's about embracing the messiness of the spiritual journey.
Exactly.
Not trying to make it look perfect online.
Right. So how can we use technology in a way that actually supports our spiritual growth?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe it's about being more aware of our intentions when we engage with spiritual stuff online.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we looking for genuine connection and growth?
Right.
Or are we just trying to get validation or project a certain image?
That's a crucial distinction.
It also brings up the issue of discernment. You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
With so much information out there, it's hard to know what to trust.
It is. You've got to be able to think critically about the sources you're engaging with and be aware of potential biases.
It's a tough balance to strike.
Yeah, but it's a balance we all need to figure out as we navigate this digital world.
It's like its own spiritual challenge.
You could say that the article also talks about how social issues are shaping people's views on spirituality.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, for one, more and more people are combining their spirituality with activism.
Oh, interesting.
Like they're using their beliefs to fuel their work for social justice or environmental protection.
That's so inspiring.
It is. It's about taking action and recognizing that we're all connected.
I've also noticed that people seem more open to talking about their spiritual experiences now.
Yeah.
And they're questioning traditional religious structures more?
Right. It seems like people want a more personalized and less dogmatic approach to spirituality.
Yeah, like they want to create their own unique path.
Exactly. Which can be really empowering.
It can also be challenging though, right?
Oh, definitely.
Like without the structure of a traditional community, you might feel lost or unsure of yourself.
Yeah, it takes a lot of self-awareness and discipline.
Right.
And a willingness to learn and grow on your own.
So there are both challenges and opportunities there.
For sure. It's like exploring uncharted territory.
But with the potential for amazing discoveries.
Exactly. And it shows how important it is to find resources and support that fit your individual needs.
Okay, so we've talked about community, technology, and social issues.
Yeah.
What other key takeaways from the article stood out to you?
Well, one of the biggest ones was that there's no one right way to do spirituality.
I like that.
It's a personal journey, and what works for one person might not work for another.
Right.
It's about finding what resonates with your soul and letting yourself grow and change over time.
I love that message of individuality and self-discovery.
Yeah, and it also means letting go of the idea that you need to have all the answers.
Oh, yeah.
Or that your spiritual journey has to look a certain way.
It's about embracing the mystery.
Yes, and the unknown.
And being okay with not knowing everything.
Exactly, and remembering that spirituality isn't just about achieving enlightenment or something like that.
Right.
It's also about finding meaning and purpose in the everyday moments of your life.
That's a great point, like appreciating nature.
Yeah.
Or connecting with loved ones or... Mm. Just finding joy in the simple things.
Right. And realizing that our spiritual journeys are intertwined with the world around us.
Yeah. But it also hinted at the potential for transformation and growth that can come from facing those challenges.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear more about that. It seems like those difficult times when you have to confront your limits and beliefs can actually lead to really profound spiritual insights.
I agree. It's often in those moments of struggle that we're forced to look deeper inside ourselves.
And we discover a strength and resilience that we didn't even know we had.
It's like those challenges become opportunities to push ourselves further.
Exactly. And maybe that process of growth and transformation is a core part of the spiritual journey itself.
Wow, that's a really interesting thought. It changes how I think about the whole path.
Yeah.
It's not about reaching a specific goal.
Right.
It's more like a continuous unfolding.
And maybe the true measure of our spiritual growth is not about avoiding challenges,
mm-hmm.
but about how we respond to them.
Right. Do we let them break us?
Or do we let them make us stronger, more compassionate, and more connected to ourselves and the world?
I love that perspective. It's about embracing the whole journey.
The good and the bad.
Yeah, the ups and the downs.
The moments of clarity and the moments of confusion.
And seeing it all as part of our spiritual evolution.
Exactly. It's about being curious, resilient,
mm-hmm.
and open to learning and growing from everything.
This conversation has really changed how I view the spiritual journey.
Me too.
It's not just about finding answers or reaching some perfect state.
Yeah.
It's about embracing the unknown, the messy, and the beauty of life itself.
And remembering that we're all on this journey together.
Right. We're all connected.
Yeah. And those connections can give us so much strength and support.
Absolutely. Whether it's through spiritual community or acts of kindness,
mm-hmm.
or just appreciating the beauty of nature.
We can find a sense of belonging and purpose that goes beyond our individual limitations.
So as we head into the final part of our deep dive,
okay.
I'd love to hear what's been standing out to you.
Yeah, what's resonating most with you from this exploration of spirituality?
Wow, we've really gone deep on this, haven't we?
We have. It's been great.
From defining spirituality to like seeing it in different religions.
Right.
And even how it all plays out in the world today.
It's been quite the journey.
It really has. So as we wrap this up,
okay.
What really stood out to you, listener?
Yeah, like what parts connected with you most?
Was there a specific story or idea that got you thinking?
Yeah, take a minute to think about what resonated with your own experiences.
You know, we've talked about a lot.
We have.
But it's not about taking it all in as fact.
Yeah.
It's about finding those pieces that fit with your own journey. Mm-hmm. The thing that really stuck with me is that spirituality isn't like a finish line.
Right.
It's more like an ongoing journey.
Absolutely. It's about constantly evolving, questioning, growing.
Yeah, always deepening that connection with something bigger than ourselves.
Exactly. And that's something the article really emphasized, too.
Yeah, it's not about reaching some perfect state.
Or having all the answers.
You know, it's funny, though. As much as I love learning about all these practices and traditions, sometimes the most insightful moments come from those times of uncertainty and doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Even those dark nights of the soul.
It's interesting how those challenges can push you to really look inward.
Yeah.
They make you confront your limitations and dig deep.
And you can come out of those times stronger and more resilient.
So what was it like for you exploring those challenging sides of spirituality?
Well, I remember going through this really rough patch a while back.
Yeah.
It felt like my faith was being tested. I was full of questions and doubts, feeling lost and alone.
It's tough when you go through that.
It is.
Yeah.
But that's when I started exploring things like meditation and journaling.
Oh, okay.
And they helped me connect with a deeper sense of peace.
It sounds like they gave you a way to cope during that time.
Yeah, like a lifeline to something stronger than what was going on around me.
And looking back, how do you feel that time affected your spirituality?
Honestly, it deepened it in ways I never could have imagined.
That's amazing.
It was like those challenges forced me to let go of old beliefs that weren't serving me anymore. And I found a way of being that was more authentic and resilient.
It's powerful how those tough experiences can be so transformative.
Yeah, they make you reevaluate everything.
Your priorities, your beliefs.
Your relationship with yourself and the world. And even though that process can be messy and uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It's also freeing.
So true. It's like you're shedding old layers to reveal your true self.
I love that. Like there's this core essence within us.
Yeah.
Just waiting to be discovered.
And sometimes it takes those breakdowns to break through the stuff, covering it up.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
It's like those challenges are actually gifts.
Yeah.
Helping us wake up to our potential. So listener, what about you?
Yeah, what's resonating with you from all this?
What feels most important or interesting?
We've talked about a lot of spiritual practices.
Yeah, from prayer to service, even connecting with nature.
Have you found any that help you connect with something bigger?
And remember, there's no right or wrong answer here.
It's your journey.
It's all about what works for you.
Yeah, give yourself space to explore and experiment.
So as we close this deep dive,
okay,
I want to leave you with a final thought.
Right.
We've talked about spirituality as a journey, a process of change.
Yeah.
But maybe the most important part is connection. Connection to ourselves, to something bigger, to each other.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
It's recognizing we're not alone in this.
Yeah, we're all connected, sharing this amazing journey of life.
And those connections can be so powerful.
They can give us strength, support, inspiration.
Whether it's through community or acts of kindness.
Or just being in awe of nature.
We can find a sense of belonging and purpose that goes beyond our limits.
I love that.
So keep exploring these ideas.
Yeah, keep asking those questions.
Keep searching and growing those connections that feed your soul.
And inspire you to live a more meaningful life.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into spirituality.